and every man presseth into
it. Every man presseth into it.
And it is easier.
Amen. That's what folk need to learn to do is press.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes pressing will help you out.
Amen.
Amen. Teach you how to go through some things and how to be able to suffer some things if you learn how to press.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The only time you know sometimes whether you're able to come out of situations is a little pressure get on you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Sometimes and when you're pressing, sometimes it ain't comfortable all the time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You got to make sacrifices to be able to press.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for being able to, amen, do what the Lord has told us to do. I don't have no mind at all to back up off the truth, folks. We got the same truth we've been had. Amen. We thank God we were at, amen, doing some work last night at someone's house. In fact, about it, when I got in, it was pretty late. About something to 1 o'clock this morning when I got home. The individual had internet access. They pulled the broadcast up on the internet.
Amen.
Amen. And had me and Benjamin L. Lucas on there. And amen. The same thing we putting out here going out over the internet.
Wonderful.
Amen. And everybody in the world that got internet access worldwide, you'll be able to catch these broadcasts.
Amen.
I'm telling the whole world we talked to you, and nobody got no excuse to be in nothing false.
Amen.
Amen. The same truth here in Stone Mountain, Georgia, is in the whole world.
Amen.
Amen. In fact, about it, you got just as well as you have us on the internet telling the truth, you got a whole lot of false prophets.
Amen.
Matter of fact, if you just tell the truth about it, you got too many.
Amen.
Amen. And somebody said, well, what's too many? One.
Amen.
Amen.
I said, what do you mean too many? If you got one, you got too many.
Amen.
Amen. You got too many false prophets trying to lead the people.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's just too much of that.
Yes, sir.
We thank God for the testimonies we heard this morning. We're running a little behind trying to get here. And man, look like nowadays these children, man, look like they kind of got in their mind they do their own thing now. Man, you have to do a whole lot of instructing and a whole lot of talking, a whole lot of teaching now. Amen. Because the Bible is going to be fulfilled. Amen. It looks like these children nowadays, they're trying their best to be the fulfillers of it.
Amen.
The scripture talks about how they're going to be disobedient to parents.
Amen.
Amen. It looks like children nowadays, not just mine, a whole lot of folk children, look like they're trying their best to fulfill that scripture.
Amen.
Amen. But we thank God we have to keep talking to them.
Amen. You
have to keep training them. When you love somebody, you don't want to see them go wrong.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. And sometimes they don't understand the type of love that you have because they're not in the position you're in.
Amen.
Amen. But when you love somebody, you hate to see them go astray. Amen. The same way with God. God love us. God hate to see us go wrong.
Amen.
Amen. So we're praying for our children and hopefully that the Lord will touch their hearts and they'll do right. Amen. But until God do that, we're going to still keep talking.
Amen.
We thank God for the brother's testimony, along with the sister. We believe in that. What he was talking about is, amen, we thank God for that.
Amen.
Amen. Not many people will be willing to do that.
Amen.
Amen. They find out there's something that ain't supposed to be in, ain't too many of them interested in getting out.
Amen, minister.
Amen. A lot of times folks establish their lives in that kind of stuff and they'll stay there.
Amen.
Amen. But God calling everybody to one thing.
Amen.
I'm glad for holiness. Amen. I don't want to be in nothing else. Somebody said, well, I'm a Baptist. Oh, you go and stay in that then.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody said, I'm a Methodist. Well, go ahead and stay in it. I'm Episcopalian. Who told you to be in that?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. I know we work pretty hard on the gay bishop, but it's a whole lot of gay bishops in the other organization.
Amen.
They just ain't came forward yet.
Amen. Amen.
You want to call yourself Reverend so-and-so, and now you left that, and now you want to be, amen, bishop somebody.
Amen.
Amen. And they just ain't came forward and come out of the closet all together yet and told the people that he's funny. Amen.
Amen.
But the little Episcopalian bishop, at least he had enough boldness to come out and let you know what he was.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. He give us... might as well just gave us an open invitation to blast out on him. Huh?
Amen.
Oh, preacher.
So let me tell you something. All you hypocrites are still in the closet. You ain't getting by.
Amen.
Nobody going to get by this.
No,
you got to come to one thing.
Amen.
Amen. God, I'm glad for this. Nobody got no business. No man. I don't care where he come from. This broadcasting plan to be played all over the world. Nobody. No man, period. Whether you're in the church, out of the church, bishop, elder, minister, no matter what he is, he ain't got no business being no gay.
That's amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God ain't make you no woman.
No, sir.
Huh?
No, sir.
Don't you know if you look like me, man, you ain't no woman?
No, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Don't try to fool me. I know I ain't no woman.
Oh,
my Lord. Amen.
That's God. I know I'm a man. And I look at these brethren standing over beside me. These ain't no women.
No, sir.
Huh?
No, sir.
They look like I look. Head round like mine. These brothers got wives. They ain't going to marry no man.
No, sir.
Talking about a domestic partner.
No, sir.
All right. All right.
Amen.
Give me Romans 1 and 24.
Amen.
That's God, I'm glad. And you give me, that's God, give me Galatians 1 and 6. That's God, I marvel how these folks so soon removed.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on with it. Romans 1 and 24.
Wherefore?
God also gave them up.
To uncleanness.
God gave them up.
Amen.
Don't blame us. God gave them up.
Amen.
To uncleanness.
Through the lust of their own hearts. To dishonor their own body.
You're dishonoring yourself.
Between themselves.
Dishonor your own body between yourself, and your body wasn't made. That's God to be doing that kind of filth.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen. Amen.
That's God, if you're not married, your body, that's God should be pure, and you ought to keep it holy and sanctified for God.
Amen.
That's God, I'm glad for this.
Yes, sir.
God gave them up to uncleanness.
Amen.
Through the lust of their own hearts.
To dishonor their own
hearts. That's what's wrong with a whole lot of folk now. They got too much lust in their heart.
Amen.
Said this one time before. Folk go and sit up in a church, bless God, and follow a preacher. Bless God, come out because he looked good.
Amen.
Huh?
Oh.
Anybody that'll sit up in a church and go and follow a preacher because he looked good, you ain't a thing but a hypocrite.
Amen.
Yeah, somebody playing church, you ain't saved.
Amen. Amen.
Got no business sitting up talking about how good the preacher looked.
Oh, yes, sir.
Whole lot of women, I remember years ago, and now nobody tell me, I ain't nobody talking because I know what I'm talking about. Women would sit up in the church house, bless God, and sit up, and they got husbands, they married, and sitting up comparing in the church who the best looking brother in the church.
Mm.
Best thing for you to do, sit down.
Amen.
That's right.
Comparing who the best looking brother in the church.
Oh.
The best looking one should be to you is the one you done married.
Amen.
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 That's right.
Hmm?
Amen.
What in the world my wife getting up talking about? Mine better not go to trying to talk about how good another brother looks. Huh?
Amen.
Can't recommend me. Yeah, somebody else cook prettier than, not better looking than me. He cuter than you. What?
Man.
You might be, but you ain't got no business looking at it.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
Man, that stuff carnal.
Amen.
Oh,
man, you fleshly minded.
Amen.
Don't you know when you start doing that kind of stuff, you carnal minded?
Amen.
God ain't in no such foolishness.
No, sir.
Amen.
Sitting up comparing who the best looking sister in the church.
No, sir.
Amen.
Yeah, what difference that make to me?
Amen.
Amen. God give me one, and when I get that one, that's enough.
Amen.
Well, who look better? Hey, think about how good you look.
Amen.
Amen. I don't make no difference about how well no sister strut. You strut till you get tired. You don't belong to me.
Amen.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell you this. You ought to quit out some of that strutting you're doing.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And then you stop them single brother from lusting.
That's
amen.
Right.
Huh? All you hear the preacher talk.
Amen.
Amen.
Whole lot of folks still sitting up in the church house full of lust.
Amen.
That's the very reason people will sit up in the church, and before you realize, you got babies born out of wedlock, you got sisters up in the church with a whole bunch of lust in their heart, and brother with lust in their heart because somebody ain't got the spirit yet.
Amen. Amen.
You've been sitting around the church a long time, bless God, but ain't nobody got saved yet.
Amen.
Amen.
The only one that got saved is the one that took the word and obeyed the word and purified their heart through faith.
Amen.
You ain't got saved and you still sitting up lusting at no brother.
Amen.
No fornication. Don't make no difference what folk like us for preaching. We're going to still preach it.
Amen.
Mark said, well, what about your children? What about it?
Amen.
You think I'm going to dump mine and call that a fornicator?
Talk.
Amen. If you're doing things to share the word, I ain't watching you to see if you're fornicating, but if you're doing it, the word got you.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
I ain't following you around in no hotel. Don't make me no different. Go and lay up if you want to. The word of God on you.
Amen.
Amen. Come on. Well, your children done got old enough now, and they can fornicate. So be it.
All right,
amen.
Let me tell you something. Wrath of God come on the children disobedient,
yes,
mind disobedient, he'll come on them just like it would anybody else.
Amen.
Ain't no children exempt because they're yours.
No, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody got to repent.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Amen. The scripture said the time of this ignorance, God winked at, but now command all men everywhere to repent.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Let's go. When you hear this broadcast, if you ain't in China, you got to repent.
Amen.
No fornication in China.
Amen. Amen.
Ain't supposed to be no child born in wet out of wedlock in China.
Amen.
Might as well hear about it. Zimbabwe. Damn evil.
Amen.
He don't get by this.
Amen.
Amen. Our brother now, cameraman, he from the Dominican Republic. Ain't supposed to be no children born out of wedlock in the Dominican Republic.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I said, well, them foreign people, the scripture got them too.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen, don't tell me nothing about no custom and no law. Your custom and your laws are supposed to coincide with the word of God.
Amen.
Nobody got no, see, you ain't no nobody got no business setting up no custom outside of what the scripture says.
Amen.
Oh, preacher.
Hold what I told you and give me Acts, amen, 1:2-1.
Amen.
Nobody got no business setting up nothing contrary to what the apostles had.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. They got that teaching directly from Jesus Christ. He taught it and gave it to them. And said in the scripture, I give them thy word. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them because they're not of the world.
Amen.
And that's what's wrong with church folk. They're of the world.
Amen.
That's why they hate you when you separate yourself from the world. They're going to talk about you, criticize you, talk about you, think you're better than somebody else. You just ain't got saved yet.
Amen.
Come on with it. Acts 2:1.
And when the day of Pentecost
all right,
was fully come.
When the day of Pentecost was fully come.
They were all,
with one accord.
In one place.
They were in one place.
And suddenly. There came from a sound.
That came a sound.
From heaven.
From heaven.
As a rushing mighty wind.
As a rushing mighty wind.
And it filled all
and
the house.
And that sound filled all the house.
Where they were sitting.
Where they were sitting.
And there appeared unto them.
They wasn't running up and turning old pews in the church.
Oh. Amen.
They were sitting.
Amen.
Waiting on the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Filled all the house where they were sitting.
And there appeared unto them.
And there appeared unto them.
Cloven tongues. Like as a fire.
Like as a fire.
And it sat upon each
of
them.
And it sat upon each of them.
And they were all filled.
And they were all filled.
With the Holy
with
Ghost.
With the Holy Ghost.
And began to speak.
Read.
With other tongues.
All right.
As the Spirit gave utterance.
Yes.
And there were dwelling at Jerusalem.
All right.
Jews.
Yes.
Devout men.
Mm-hmm.
Out of every nation.
Mm-hmm.
Under heaven.
Yes.
Now when this was noise.
All right.
Abroad. The multitude came together.
Now, listen.
Amen.
Out of every nation under heaven.
Amen. What at? Now this was noise, and the multitude came together,
and
were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own tongue.
All right.
And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these who speak Galilean?
Now those Galileans speaking.
Amen.
Amen. And those people that were from all these nations under heaven were there listening at them Galileans speaking.
And how we hear every man in our own tongue,
all right,
wherein we were born.
Yeah.
Perithians.
Parthians.
Medes.
Elamites. Elamites.
And the dwellers in Mesopotamia.
All right.
And Judea.
Yeah.
And Cappadocia.
Mm-hmm.
Pontus.
Let me tell you something. These names, these brother reading, ain't none of these folks had no business going up starting nothing else.
Amen.
Amen.
Nobody had no business going to get nothing else outside of this.
Amen.
Somebody, well, this all was law. If you had a representative in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, what you doing starting something else?
Amen.
Oh, preacher.
Who told you to go follow Buddha?
Amen.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
Who told anybody to pray to Mary?
Amen.
Nobody told you to fall on your knees and call nothing but no Mary full of grace. Nobody told you to do that.
Amen.
That's man's stuff.
Amen.
Somebody tell me now, I'm talking to brother last night, and he was saying that they're supposed to have a new movie out now. Some fella's supposed to be portraying Jesus Christ, the life of Christ. And said they did it
from a Catholic perspective.
Mm.
glory to God. It's nice little Catholic folk. I know they get upset with us. And no doubt someone might come and at us after a while.
Amen.
But now let me tell you something. Oh, they ain't call you that.
Amen.
And the thing that get me is you got the nerve. You got the nerve. Hope everybody over the world hit it. You got the nerve to get upset with the gay bishop in the Episcopalian church and the laws that they're trying to pass in the United States to allow gay folk to have their same sexual preference as far as marriage is concerned.
Amen.
You want to condemn that, but yet you preach gay.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen. Amen.
Yet you have priests in your own organization that you've been covering up for molesting children for years.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You cover those up and hide that with money. Bless God, but your money can't redeem your brother.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Amen.
Hmm? You hide your sin. Bless God, and then you want to expose somebody. You ain't nothing but a hypocrite.
Amen. Oh,
amen. Remember Psalm 46 and 40, 49 and 6.
Yes, sir.
You're going to tell this thing everywhere.
That's right.
Come on with it.
They that trust in their wealth.
They that trust, hear me well.
Amen.
They that trust in their wealth.
And boast themselves.
And they boast themselves.
In the multitude of their riches. No,
I don't care nothing about how much money your church got.
Oh, preacher.
That's right.
Your church ain't got enough money to free you.
Amen.
Make no difference about how much you hide.
Oh.
Amen.
I'm sitting up talking about, well, what we'll do, we'll just pay the family off. Hey, you and I went and molested some child, and now you want to pay the family off.
Amen.
Amen.
And then you're going to boast in the multitude of your riches.
Amen.
And boasting your wealth.
Amen.
Our church rich. We got plenty of money. Well, let me tell you something. Whole lot of folk that ain't doing right got a lot of money.
That's right.
Amen.
And a lot of them, the reason they got a lot of money, because they defrauded somebody else to get it.
Amen.
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 Because the way the society is, and a lot of these laws, if they tell the truth, they're set up according to the Catholic faith.
Amen.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about now. A lot of them set up according to that faith, and they set those laws up in favor of those people that follow that faith.
Oh.
And the way the system is designed, unless you just about crooked, huh? Unless you just about crooked, you can forget about being too successful in American society.
Amen.
Because unless something, God just happened to bless you some kind of way, bless God, to be able to get through some loophole they done put in the law, you can just about forget it.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why every time you turn around, you have your little inauguration ball.
Amen.
And you got some priest. Oh, he's going to bless the service.
Oh, preacher.
Priest blessing more than the service. Priest touching boys.
Amen.
Oh, I know you don't like it. I'm going to take my time and watch you good. But I said, well, them folk going to get you. Them folk, so be it. Like one preacher heard, I heard one preacher say, we ain't running from nobody.
Amen.
Made no difference who you say you are. We ain't running from you.
Amen.
Amen. We've been standing and we ain't going to stop standing. In fact, the body of God in heaven is pick up more.
Talk.
Amen. We ain't the same little weak fellow we used to be.
Talk.
Amen. The more we stay in this, the bolder we get.
Amen.
Talk. Amen. It don't make no difference who don't like it. You can like it if you want to, if you don't have to, if you don't want to.
Amen.
Amen. We tell folk, don't make no difference. You can be out there, you can be in here. You ain't got to like us. Don't make no difference. We ain't preaching because you like us. We preach because the word said.
Amen.
Amen. Don't matter. It don't make no difference. You can sit up in here and fornicate and have babies out of wedlock. You're still a sinner.
Amen.
When you sit up in the church and get a wind sandwich and pop and get upset and say, I ain't coming back, don't come then.
Amen.
When we get back, we're still going to preach the same thing.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Some folk don't want to come to church because they don't want to hear a certain preacher. You ain't a thing but a hypocrite.
Amen.
And we're going to keep telling it to you because you're going to get upset and you ain't coming. But when you come, we're going to tell it to you.
Amen.
We ain't going to wait and preach it when you're gone. We're going to preach it when you get here.
Amen.
And when you leave, we're going to still preach it.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen. Nobody gonna get by God.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Make no difference. Somebody's going, I ain't coming because the pastor ain't here. You ain't a thing but a hypocrite.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I ain't going to go call the bishop. Right? God ain't told you no such a thing.
Oh,
amen.
My Lord, my Lord.
Amen. If you sit here and listen to the bishop, you'll know, bless God, you're supposed to hear more than him.
Amen. Amen.
Folks look like they play church hopping so much and play preacher picking so much, they don't have no when the preacher going to be here or not.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
A whole lot of folks, they so far behind schedule, they don't even know when bishop ain't going to be here.
Oh, amen.
That's right.
Hmm? Amen.
Who just tell the idea? Amen, that's just idea. They don't use a duck in the hide no more. It's time to be out in the open with everybody.
Amen.
Amen. Some folks try to act that old funny stuff and try to act like they don't be doing that.
I don't know. This. Well, now, it's such and such is going to be. He gone out of town.
Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at you. Me saying to myself, you ain't fooling nobody.
Amen.
That word on you.
Amen.
Nobody will get by God.
Oh, preacher.
Amen. If you think you're going to get by God's word, you're going to fool yourself.
Amen.
We keep trying to tell you, folks, God got gifts in the church.
Amen.
Amen. That's why in here and out there, too, God got gifts in the church.
Amen.
Amen. And the only folk that ain't going to hear the gifts is somebody that ain't going to go to perfection. Oh. Amen. If anybody convinced themselves that one man got it all, you've been deceived.
No, sir.
Don't make sense. It wouldn't make sense to even put this in the Bible. Hold that and give me Ephesians 4:11. Oh, man. Amen. If only person I'm going to come into church and respect is Pastor Bryant, no point in Elder Luke even being here.
Amen.
No point in this minister being here. Amen. Ain't no point in them being here if only one I'm going to hear is bitch.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to tell it everywhere.
Amen.
Amen. A whole lot of that stuff go on in other churches, and no doubt some other subject go on in here.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to put it out over the whole world so everybody can hear the same thing.
Amen.
Amen. Nobody got no business church hopping. If I leave here and go to another hole in the church, when I get there, I'm supposed to hear the truth.
Amen. Amen.
You ain't got no business preaching no funny stuff, no folly when I get in the church.
Amen.
I come in the church, I'm supposed to hear the same word I hear here.
Yes, amen.
You leave somewhere else and come here. When you get here, you're supposed to hear the truth.
Amen.
We ain't got no business getting up preaching no lollipop message to you.
Amen.
You're supposed to be saved. You testify. You got the Holy Ghost. Amen. And for a whole lot of you that ain't testifying, you got it. It's good you ain't testifying that.
Amen.
Some folks that say, I know I ain't saved yet. Well, thank the Lord. Amen. Thank God you said it that way because we already know you told the truth.
Amen.
Oh, preacher.
Hmm?
Amen.
Tell you, folks, we going to get rough with this. We ain't going to keep on playing with these folks.
Amen.
Amen. Time now to tell these people the truth. These folks dying in sin.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I got a phone call last night. The brother in Calvin called me and told me he wanted to keep him in prayer. He said that he lost one of his close relatives. Amen. I think something like a first cousin. He suddenly had to go out of town. Amen. Folks dying now.
Amen.
Man, people losing their lives, and we somewhere preaching, somewhere asleep.
Talk. Man.
Yeah, I got the one and the only truth.
Well, who are you telling it to?
Amen.
Come on with it.
And he gave some.
He gave. What would be the point in saying some? The way folk got, he might well just gave the one.
Amen.
He Man. Gave some.
Apostles.
Ain't no point in having nobody beside Paul if that's the only one you're going to hear.
Amen.
Don't need Peter and John and Andrew.
Amen.
And Philip and Bartholomew.
Amen.
Matthew and Thomas.
Amen.
You don't need them.
Amen.
If you're going to just hear Paul.
Amen.
Oh. Amen.
Gave some apostles.
And some prophets.
Hmm?
Amen.
Well, if you ain't going to hear nobody but Agabus, well, then you might well left Niger and all of them out of there.
Amen.
If you know that's in the Bible.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Oh, well, more prophets in the Bible than one.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
But your problem is you got too many folk talking about God and don't know the word.
Amen.
I arrived last night and me and the preacher began to talk about the scripture and I began to ask him some questions in the scripture. Man, we trying to make sure we got the word right.
Amen.
I ain't got time to sit up and talk to you about no woman.
Amen.
Oh, preacher.
That man's a single man. Me and that man don't get together talking about no women.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, man, we ain't going to get together. I ain't getting together with no single brother. We're going to discuss our wives.
Amen.
Amen.
I ain't going to get together with no married one too much. We're going to talk about my wife.
Amen. Amen. Amen, minister.
Amen.
Oh.
Straighten yourself up here.
Yes, amen.
Too much junk going on.
Amen.
What is that?
And some evangelists.
You mean to tell me he gave some evangelists?
Amen. And some evangelists.
Hmm. Now, I wonder if Philip was the only one.
No, sir.
Some evangelists.
And some pastors.
Mm-hmm. Some?
And some pastors.
All right. Let me take my time now. Let me give you some understanding. If God Almighty made Bishop Bryan a bishop and a pastor, and he move on this elder and make him a pastor, and move on this minister and make him a pastor, you know who you got to hear? All of them.
Amen.
Amen. All right, I'm going to go further than that. He ain't got to make them no pastor. They can stay as they are, and you still got to hear them.
Amen.
Amen.
Because if that's the case, then the only person people in the church think they got to hear is the pastor. That's why when you preach something, first folk waiting on confirmation from the pastor because they don't want to take what the preacher said.
Oh, amen.
That's right. Oh, yes, sir. Sitting on my pastor ain't said that. It ain't my fault.
Amen.
Why it ain't been said?
Amen.
If it's in the word, well, let me tell you something. Maybe the reading ain't been said because that goes to show you one man ain't got it all.
Amen.
Amen.
And one man ain't going to read every scripture in no Bible.
That's amen.
Right. Amen.
Folks done got carnal minded.
Amen.
Sitting up comparing preachers. I feel good here. Here is 2 Corinthians 10. And make it about 12. And we holding fast to this.
Amen.
It don't make no difference how many folk come. It don't make no difference how many folk go. We're going to hold it this.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody said, y'all might get kicked out. Amen. You got put out one time somewhere else. And you run your mouth, we're going to still talk.
Amen.
Amen. It don't make no difference how many folk come in here and say they don't like what we're preaching. We are holding fast to what we're preaching.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody said, well, they're going to get them behind you. Nobody's going to want to fellowship with you. Thank God for the truth.
Amen.
The reason folk don't want to fellowship with it because they know we ain't going to duck the word. Best God for your members.
Amen.
Amen. You bring them hypocrites up in here. Best God with them low top dresses. We're going to preach the word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Don't make no difference. Woman sitting up in the house of prayer with a short dress on, you might as well get ready for the truth.
Amen, minister.
Amen.
Amen.
Nobody ducking no word for nobody.
Amen.
Don't make no difference. Children sit up in the church. Bless God, you'll fall asleep all you want. Bless God, I'm going to preach the word to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come in God's house, sit up.
Amen.
Don't come in here and slump all over God's church. This ain't no playhouse.
Amen.
You want to sleep at home.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't make no difference. Amen. Your folk got to do everything else you want to do.
Amen.
Amen. You'll sit up, children, play Nintendo all night.
Amen.
Amen. You sit up and watch, bless God, mad TV on Saturday night. Well, wake up and hear God's word.
Amen,
minister. Amen. Amen. Ain't nobody got time to play with you. Get up here and do what God said.
Amen. Amen.
Time out now for playing church.
Yes, sir.
Amen. If you're going to be saved, be saved.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Amen.
Amen.
Been slumped over in these chairs long enough.
Amen.
Amen. I know sometimes little small children, they suffer to go to sleep. These big old children, they ain't got to be sleeping in no church.
Amen. Amen. Preacher.
Amen.
Amen. Little old child, a lot of times, he ain't got no self-control much. Amen. He can't handle himself, but you old enough to know better.
Oh, preacher.
Sitting up slumped over in the church somewhere and just share somewhere to sleep. Get up now.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Time now to tell everybody the truth.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Sometimes folks look at me and say, when you get home, your child know your children going to hate you. Man, I ain't thinking about that.
Amen.
I got a job to do. I don't make no difference who like me.
Amen.
I ain't here to win no popularity contest in here or at home.
Amen.
I got one mission in mind, one goal, and that's to please my maker.
Amen.
As long as I do that, don't make no difference who don't like it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I got a job. I got a job to do. I got to love these preachers like the scripture says.
Oh.
I can't have no favorite. Call the pastor in here. I can't stay at home.
Amen.
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 Oh.
I'm living around playing church.
Oh, preacher.
Come on with it.
Yes, sir. 2 Corinthians.
This ain't real here. You can't get in old place, hey?
No, sir.
Amen. You got to clean up. You got to clean up more in your hand. You got to clean your heart.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. You got to take the word and get your heart washed with pure water.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Let the word come in your heart and clean you up.
Amen. Amen.
And then I'm going to tell you something. You can stop telling lies.
Amen.
You can stop lying on the old preacher.
Amen.
I don't like him because he just talked too rough. No, you don't like him because you don't like the word he preaches.
Amen. Amen.
Scripture said, he therefore that despises not man.
Yes.
But you despise God.
Yes, amen.
Sir. We ain't wrote no scripture in no Bible.
No, sir. Amen.
Well, sir, I don't like this one. I don't like that one.
Amen.
Bible again to say that God set the members in the body as it pleased him.
Amen.
Now, when you don't like me and I'm in the body, you don't like God's word.
Amen.
And you know what? When you don't like God's work, you ain't in the body.
Amen.
Because you can't be in the body and hate what God did.
Amen. Amen.
Is that right?
Amen. Amen.
Somebody that play in church.
Amen.
So, go play saved. Play holy. Amen. This message for the whole world.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, we ain't forgot you. We ain't forgot you. Everybody in the world got to repent. And not only do you have to repent, let me take my time with this too. You must. You don't have no choice.
Amen.
You got one or two options. You can either do this or you can die in your sin. And if you die in your sin, hell is your portion.
Amen.
You can either serve God in holiness, repent of your sins, and go down in water in the name of Jesus Christ, and get your sin removed and get God's spirit and let him baptize you into the body by that one spirit, or you're condemned to hell.
Amen. Amen.
Now, we can play around with it and toy around with words, but let's just get straight to the chase.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
If you had not been born again and been baptized in the body of Christ by that one spirit, bless God, you better seek the Holy Ghost and seek him now.
Amen.
Amen.
Because that's the problem going on in these churches. You got too many folks sitting up testifying holiness with no Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
No way in the world, no sanctified preacher, no sanctified elder, no sanctified minister supposed to have no whole lot of trouble out of no member.
Amen.
They got no Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Somebody said, well, what about the Baptist church? You ain't in it, no way.
Amen.
What about the Presbyterian and Met? They ain't got it.
No, sir.
And he's wasting a whole lot of time with that.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Come on with it. 2 Corinthians 10 and about 12.
Amen. For we dare not make ourselves of the number.
Listen to Apostle Paul talking. Listen to Paul talking. We dare make ourselves of the number.
Amen. Or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves.
You mean to tell me folk comparing themselves?
Amen.
With some that commend themselves?
Amen.
I'm going to boast in how good of a priest. You know, that's a sin and a shame. A preacher, any preacher, don't make no difference who he is. If that man get up and says some foolishness like that, he ain't got no Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Ain't no preacher got no business getting up talking about no stuff. About no one preacher got me preaching on Saturday night because I'm a better preacher than others. You need to sit down somewhere and get saved.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm a better preacher, a better speaker than this one, and I'm a better speaker than that one. You need to get somewhere and sit down.
Amen.
Amen. We had that service going on the other week. Amen. Pastor Brian already told me he wanted me to teach on that Saturday night. Ben told me about it. That, bless God, that Friday rolled around. I knew this minister couldn't get here that Friday. He called me and told me he couldn't be here. And he was going to be trying to get here, but he wasn't going to make it. Already had in my mind, if Bishop came in and told me I was going to preach Saturday night, I was going to tell him, let Mel Zingler carry. Let him have it. He ain't been here all week.
Amen.
I already spoke. He ain't got to hear me.
Amen.
Amen. You ought to hear the gift God put in the church.
Amen.
Amen. This man preaching the truth and living the life, you might as well sit down somewhere and listen to the word.
Amen.
Hey, man, too much of that stuff.
Amen.
Too much of that junk going on. You got to hear me and hear the one in our organization or you ain't saved. They ain't saved. You ain't saved.
Amen.
That's right.
Anybody believe some foolishness like that? We ain't never taught that and we ain't going to teach that.
Amen. Amen.
And anybody run out and say we ever taught some foolishness like that ain't a thing but a liar.
Amen.
And I put it out in open. No one made no difference who don't like it.
Amen.
Anybody that go out and say, we three preachers here, God, you words, but ever taught anybody, that's God, if you ain't with us, you ain't saved, and you can't preach in this church, you ain't a thing but a liar.
Amen. Amen.
We ain't never taught that.
Amen.
And never tried to get nobody impressed when we believe that.
Amen.
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 Because we'd believe that, he wouldn't be sitting up here now.
Amen.
Wouldn't be no point in me coming up here because we don't believe in it.
Amen.
And I ain't going to play tiptoe and hopscotch with nobody. I don't believe in it. I'll tell you till you pay. I won't go along with you.
Amen.
You might not like it after I tell you, but I sure tell you though.
Amen.
Amen. Who was somewhere yesterday, man, doing all that talking and going around in circles. After a while, he just kept talking. I said, holy, holy, I'll get right back to this here.
Amen.
Didn't I tell you?
You did.
Come on right on back to this here. I ain't no use going around. Come on here.
Amen.
You still talking, but all right, y'all finish with that part. When you finish with that, come on, finish the answer I ask you about.
Amen.
Amen. I ain't never read no whole lot of side talking no whole lot. All right, I'll just wait on you. I'll wait till you finish.
Amen.
When you get through, I want you to answer my question, though.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever we're going to do, we're going to have to be men about it.
Amen.
I'm getting to a point now when I'm doing business, I ain't smiling much.
That's right.
Amen. A lot of times when you're handling business, you're going to smile and people think they don't take you serious.
Amen.
Amen. A lot of times that's just my nature. I can't help it. I just smile some.
Amen.
Some folks think I'm kind of awkward-like because I laugh a lot.
Right.
I enjoy my life.
Right.
Wonderful.
So I'm laughing because I'm happy.
Right.
You tell nobody, somebody, well, you got some bills. Man, you ain't no bill going to make me sad.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Who ain't got bills?
Amen.
I like somebody said, I'm telling them, Bree Yardy, I said, look like my wife. Look like sometimes she get a little nervous. She going to call me about stuff. Man, that don't worry me. About some bills. I've been had them. I ain't just got them.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody, they're going to collect on you. Okay, well, they're going to collect if I ain't got it.
Amen.
Huh? You can't collect what I ain't got.
Amen.
And like I told the preacher, I said, they better be glad I don't do like one fella say he do. He had flat. I told him, I ain't going to pay you. They kept calling him and said, you going to pay it? He said, no, I ain't going to pay it. Now, what you going to do? Hmm? I ain't got that far yet, but at least I'll pay you. It might be behind, but I'll pay you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I ain't worried about no bill, man. I'm talking about this, that, and that. This going to happen. That gonna, okay, well, what? What I'm going to do?
Amen.
If it going to happen,
amen.
Well, it going to happen.
Amen.
If it ain't going to happen, it ain't going to happen.
Amen.
So which one I'm supposed to worry over?
Amen.
We're going to need one of them.
Amen.
I'm going to do what I can do, and after that, I'm through with it.
Amen.
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 I told you one time before, the folk get caught up in them cars. Man, I'm telling you, don't you know if them folk come to that house and get that Yukon I got out there, they can have it.
Yeah.
I ain't be all out there in the driveway on my knee, hollering, oh, please don't take my car. I ain't studying you.
Man.
All out there. Hope y'all, I don't know what the folks going to say about me. They ain't going to be talking about me in church. Man, these folks in church been talking about me.
Amen.
Amen. I ain't worried about no church folks talking about me. This ain't the first time.
That's
amen. They've been lying on me ever since I got in the church.
Oh.
Amen. Sure enough, they look like they picked up on the lies after I got in the ministry. The time I got to preaching, they went to lying. Amen. Thank you this, thank you that. I don't think I'm nothing no more than what God made.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I ain't upset with nobody about no amen about no car.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. If folks come to me and tell me I got to get out of my house, I'm going to leave. I ain't going to be in there arguing with that man about no house.
Amen.
All these houses, these folks building, these folks still building houses.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you something. I serve a God. Like me and the preacher were talking the other day. I was telling him, let me tell you something. I ain't worried about, I know a man.
Amen.
And the man I know, he own everything.
Amen.
I ain't worried about a thing. Let me tell you something. Sure, we all have problems with money and things like that, but let me tell you something. I ain't worried about nothing.
Oh, preacher.
Call to God, we serve. Give me Psalm 50 and 10.
Amen. For every beast of
amen. The folk need to get this in their mind. Quit worrying about all this stuff.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Every beast of the forest is mine.
And the count up on
if
the
if I serve years. Him, let me tell you something. If it's healed, I know he'll give me a portion of it.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
If I live right and ask God for something and it's in his will, he'll do it.
Amen.
Because I know not to go to God with no whole bunch of foolishness.
That's right.
Amen.
I ain't going to God just go. I ain't never going to be going to God asking God to bless me with no $5 million.
No, sir. Told, preacher. Amen.
That ain't never been my prayer.
That's right.
I just ask God to bless me that I might be able to sustain myself. Bless God and take care of my obligation.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Because let me tell you something. You'd have got $5 million.
Man,
if you got $5 million, and I'm your brother, No. Go on now. That's the word, say.
That's what it say.
That, hold that, Brother Joe. And give me 1 Timothy 6 and 10.
Amen.
Make it 6 and 17.
Charge
Let's
them.
Let's get right to the point. Charge them.
That are rich in this world.
That are rich in this world.
That they be not high-minded.
Oh, the scripture said that now.
Amen.
Amen.
You got riches and money. We can't build no church. Somebody ain't doing right.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
If you're in the body of Christ, you're supposed to be support to the body.
Amen.
And if you got millions and millions of dollars, and here we are scraping up to get $1,500 in offering, somebody ain't doing right.
Amen.
So, preacher.
Amen. Amen.
Ah, Lord, have mercy. If I like Pastor Jennings said one time, I heard him say it one time. He said, a whole lot of folk, when they ain't got no money, they get in the spirit of giving. Time they ain't got nothing, they got a spirit of give. And be standing all there, oh, Lord, if I only had the money. If I only had the money, I'd do this for God, and I'd do that for God, and this, that, and the other. And I'd help this brother and help that sister. He said, time they get the money, they don't even testify no more. Used to be all in the church throwing their hand up. Jesus. They were broke. Lord, Jesus, I need money. It's time they get money. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You can't even hear his Jesus no more. You used to be loud to everybody else in the church.
Amen.
Jesus. They get money. Lord Jesus.
Oh, preacher.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Don't want to help nobody.
That's right. Amen.
Man's all for itself.
Amen.
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 Only reason I would ever desire God to bless me a whole lot of money, because I ain't no hypocrite. I help many folk I can help.
Amen, minister.
Because I know I do it, because I ain't got nothing there, and I'll be trying to help folk.
Amen, minister.
Try to help now with a little bit I already got. It. I ain't got much of that.
Amen.
I tell the preacher a whole lot of time, a whole lot of things I do before I go in the hole fooling with them. I don't care about say I'm no money hawk. Amen. I go in the hole a whole lot of time fooling before I had to borrow stuff. Amen. Other folk to keep my own stuff going. Sometimes I'll be on gay way all mine to help somebody else.
Wonderful.
Somebody say you ought not to do that. I probably ought not to do it, but that's how my heart is.
Wonderful.
Hey, man, I know what I'm talking about. My wife said, oh, I'm telling the truth. I have went and borrowed money from other folks to get it somebody else.
Wonderful.
Not so much I got it for myself. Sometimes I borrow $1,000 get help other folks. Hey, amen. You know what? When God gets in your heart, you'll do more than you think you'll do.
Amen.
You'll be doing it, talking about, I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to do that. That's your mouth talking.
Amen.
All right, one piece of that. That's your mouth.
Man.
You're talking. You'll do what God tell you to do.
Amen.
God touch your heart and make you do something. You ain't going to help but to do it.
Amen. That's right.
But the reason folk ain't doing nothing because God ain't in it, they ain't got God in their heart.
Amen.
They ain't got God on your mind.
Amen.
Charge them that are rich in this world.
Yes, that they be not high-minded.
Don't be high-minded now because you ain't got a little money.
Amen.
Like I said the other night, the folks got a little nose stuck up in there.
Amen.
Amen. You know, you got a little nice suit on.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
The suit cost $20 more than mine. Now you stuck up.
Amen.
I bought mine at K&G on the discount rack, and you bought yours at the men's warehouse, and now you better than me.
No, sir.
You ain't no better than me. That same suit, man, them folks at the men's warehouse tore that button off, probably no doubt they might have sold the K&G.
Amen.
The only problem here, the only difference, your suit and mine, I got a button missing, you don't.
Amen.
Only know my wife got a drawer full of buttons, she can put me a button on this suit, and I keep wearing it.
Amen.
Them folks at the men's warehouse, they done trick you. Huh?
Amen.
Amen. You ain't fooling nobody. I saw a brother the other day, brother showed me the pants last night. Nice, I got $5 on them. Whole suit, 3-piece, $14. Hmm. And you here crying, trying to act puffed up because you got a little 3-piece suit.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
I know what I'm talking about. I ain't playing. We ain't playing with nobody no more.
Amen.
Amen. Got your nose all up in there. Amen. Like I told him the other night, it used to be a time when he used to see us, he used to speak and say, hey, y'all. He don't talk like that no more than that. Hi, everyone. He ain't fooling nobody.
Amen.
You used to call him, and you call me, like, what's up, man? He don't even say that no more. How are you today?
Amen.
And got a little nice, got a few dollars. Now you're sophisticated.
No, preacher.
Amen. And one thing I always have, amen, like about the pastor. I don't care how much education he got, he always have treat us like regular people.
Amen.
Never try to act like he was so much better than nobody else because he had no doctorate degree.
Amen.
And that's how every man ought to be.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Give a little something. That's God's stuff. God didn't loan that to you for a while.
Amen.
You ain't no better than nobody else because you got no money.
Amen.
I've matriculated into 5 institutions.
Well, still here. You ain't got no better sense than that. They should have kicked you out.
Amen. Amen.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. I ain't matriculated into 5. But I went to about 4 of them. I went to kindergarten to Robert Shaw. Huh? You ever saw
it? Amen.
I went to Thornton Elementary School. Oh, yes, I did. I went to McLendon Elementary School. And I went to Columbia High School. And I've been to 5. I left Columbia and went to Open Campus. You ain't got nothing on me. You matriculated in the 5, I went to 5.
Amen.
You got a little degree, I got a diploma.
Amen.
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 And that's good enough.
Amen.
And when I shake your hand, and I got my little cheap suit on, you got your night one on, I'm going to shake your hand, look you in the eye, just like you look me in mine.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't nobody better than nobody.
No, sir.
Amen. Amen. Folks get a little something, man, you can't touch them.
Amen.
Charge them that are rich in the world and be not high minded.
Nor trust in uncertain riches.
Don't trust in them uncertain riches. All your money in that stock market, you better watch it.
Amen. Amen.
Never know when that thing will crash. That's why them folks be killing themselves.
Amen.
Amen. When a man here not a few years ago killed his 7 and family and all, he lost hundreds of thousands of dollars a day trade.
Amen.
Amen. You, that stuff make you go crazy. You trust in that wealth.
Amen.
Don't be high-minded.
Amen.
And don't trust in uncertain riches.
But in the living God.
Or you trust in the living God.
Amen.
That's what you trust ought to be. It ought to be in God.
Amen.
Scripture said in the book of Psalms, trust in the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
And do good, and so shall I dwell in the land, and verily I shall be fed.
Amen.
If you trust in God, put your trust in God, the one that owns everything.
Amen.
Put your trust out all these jobs and all this money.
Amen.
Some folks say sometimes, even on my job, they talk about laying on folks. Amen. I ain't never known since I've been there going on 10 years. I ain't never known me think about hinting about no layoff. But now let me tell you something. If my number come up and I got to go home, I know what to do. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep living.
Amen.
Man.
Amen. If they call me back, I go back. And Amen. If they don't call me back, I ain't going.
Amen.
I'll find me something else to do. I'm already doing something else now.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to just increase what I'm already doing.
Amen.
Amen. We worry about too much stuff.
Amen.
I think sometimes that's why we don't live that long, but we worry ourselves about crazy.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. All these different little situations come up in life. Let me tell you something. In life, folks, you ain't got no whole lot of guarantee.
Amen.
Amen. You guaranteed to stay here until God lets you stay. The longer you let you stay, and then after that, you're gone.
Amen.
Guaranteed that your life like a vapor.
Amen.
You appear for a while, and then you vanish away.
Amen.
But you better do God's will while you're here.
Amen.
Come on.
Who giveth us richly all things to enjoy.
That's the living God. He do that.
Amen.
Read.
That they do good.
Now you got to do some good now.
Amen.
You got a lot of money. You got to do some good.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Read.
That they be rich in good works.
Oh, man. Good grace alive.
Amen.
That they be rich in $20 bills.
That they be rich in good works.
Some good works.
That they be rich in good works.
That's the word talking.
Amen.
Read.
Ready to distribute.
You got to be, oh my goodness. You got to be ready. Let me go and break it down to you. Some of you to hear me, you may be a little sophisticated. And some of you just as poor in country as I am. When you talk about being ready to distribute, you got to be ready to give up some.
Amen.
When you distribute something, that means you're giving out.
Amen, minister.
Huh?
Amen.
Am I right?
Amen.
You're
Amen.
Giving out something.
Amen.
When you're distributing.
Amen.
You know, they have these places, they have warehouses that they call distribution centers.
Amen.
And at these distribution centers, these centers are where everything is stored.
Amen.
And when you need something from the corporation that you work for,
they go to the distribution center, and the distribution center give it out to you to give in that particular restaurant.
Amen.
Or that particular place of business or wherever you work.
Amen.
So when you start talking about distributing, you got to give somebody something.
Amen. Amen. All right. Ready to distribute,
mm-hmm.
willing to communicate.
Oh, man, they don't want to talk to you when they get money.
That's right.
Folks get a little money, they won't even talk to you.
Amen.
Amen. You know, you used to could call them, and the phone ring one time and they answered. Now they screen and call.
Amen.
I don't want to talk to those people. They used to do like we do, and wipe their mouth and face and head and everything. Now
Amen.
I don't have time. They're taking away from my tea breaks. Man, I won't communicate with you.
Amen. Amen.
I tell you something else too. They'll get on the elevator with you, and they got a little money. They'll get on the elevator with you, and go all the way to the back and stand right in the corner. All that room up there. And you look around and say, what's wrong? What on me? See, you look back out and they turn their head.
Amen.
They got a few dollars in your pocket.
Amen.
You speak to them, say, hey, how you doing?
Dog preacher.
And I'm going to tell you something they're good at. You speak to them. They ain't going to nod their head. They ain't going to do that. You know what they'll do? Look at that. Boy, give you that little smile. Yeah, they will do it.
They do it.
Just, hey, how you doing? Don't have no communication with you at all.
Man.
Amen.
But like a fella I used to work for, older fella. You done died now. You're the older man. Lord knows, I hope that fellow got himself straightened out before he left him.
Amen.
Well, that old man now, that old man, he wasn't doing right. That old man, you walk by that man in the morning, and it'd be early in the morning. He'd come all in there with a cane. He just a walking with that cane. And hey, he about on the verge of death, and you can speak to him and say, hey, how you doing? Mm. No, I'm just saying to myself, now that I'm like that. Them folks on that Geico commercial. Now that's not called for. Hey, you would. God knows I'm telling the truth. You'd be walking that cane, and you'd be just a trying their best to make it. You speak to him. Hey, how you doing?
That's fine. Amen.
What, you hurting or something?
Amen. Amen.
They only want to communicate with you.
Amen.
Oh, man.
I won't talk to you.
Amen.
You couldn't keep him away from your house. Now you got to go find him.
Amen.
Every time you turn around, he would call you. Hey, man, look here. You want to go get something to eat? Well, you know we love to eat. You want to go get something to eat? I said, yeah. Let's go get. He got a few dollars in his pocket. He ain't calling you. He used to go to Ryan's and eat with you. Now he ain't going to eat at Ryan's. He got to go to Ritz Chris Steakhouse.
Mm.
Where they have corn-fed beef over 1,800-degree flames. I know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Amen. I remember me and my wife and Bishop and Mother Brown called out there going to eat it at one time. We wasn't trying to be high-class like these folks, though. I didn't want to try the restaurant. I heard so much about it, you know.
Amen.
Called myself when I'm going there, man. I said, I got to look at them fries. I ain't coming here no more. I ain't coming here no more. Man, you ain't going to charge me no $18, $20 for no chicken breast with no lemon wedge squeezed over it. Hey, let me tell you something. That's all you get. Mm. Everything served by itself.
Mm.
You want a bowl of mashed potato? Get $5 out your pocket. Mm. Isn't that right? Them folks ain't playing. Them folks, you ask them folks for some salad, them folks bring you a salsa. Ain't no bowl. Them folks bring you a salsa with a little crumbled up lettuce in it and a little bit of round tomato on top and set it on the table. And that costs you about $6.
Mm.
Them people ain't playing. Them folks charge you for that stuff.
Amen.
I got that bill, that thing about $100. I ain't coming back in no more. Ain't gonna be helping. They need to be for the sophisticated people.
Amen.
They got that kind of money to throw away. I ain't got no money like that.
Amen.
Now I can feed my whole family off $100.
Amen.
Amen.
Some places I go now a little bit too high, but I go and suffer and go and buy it. Man, I ain't spend no money like that.
Amen.
Two
Amen.
Little round pieces of steak like that, 4 ounces. Them four want $38.
Hmm.
Four shrimp. They charge it about $8 for a four shrimp. They ain't playing. Them four ain't playing.
Oh.
You ain't gonna watch no Disney now. You gonna pay them people. I'm gonna lock you up. Amen.
Amen.
That's how these rich folks get. They don't want to communicate with
Amen.
You. They ain't ready to do no distributing.
Amen.
You folk got money, they got their hand closed up.
Amen.
Amen.
Time to get a few dollars. They don't want to help nobody.
Amen.
Amen. See a whole lot of the older folk, man, look like they can need some help. All these folks got all their money, won't do nothing.
Amen.
Ought to be shaming itself. A lot of the older people, the one paid away for them to be able to get that money.
Amen.
They suffered and worked for little or nothing. Amen. So you might have some.
Amen.
Maybe you have someone trying to act like you high class. Because you drive a little Cadillac. Mercedes. Got a little Yukon. Now you're hiding. You betting somebody else.
Amen. No, sir.
Man, you ain't betting nobody else.
No, sir.
God just bless her with this stuff.
Amen.
All that stuff here, when you get ready for it, you're going to take it back.
Amen.
Amen. Including that wind you got in.
Amen.
He loaned you that breath for a while. Y'all get ready for it, you're going to get it back.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
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 On back to Psalm 15:10.
For every beast of the forest is mine.
Every beast of the forest is his.
And the cattle. Mine. Yes, sir.
Read.
And the cattle upon 1,000 hills.
Cattle upon 1,000 hills.
I know all the fowls
you
of the mountain.
You mean God know all the fowls of the mountain.
And the wild beasts of the field
he got
are
to know
mine.
He's got to know him because he's God.
Amen. Amen.
And I know God is not a man. He's a lie.
Yes, Amen.
So he got to know him because God said he knew him.
Amen.
Somebody say, how you know he know him? Because he said he do.
Amen. Amen.
And God don't speak lies.
Amen.
That's man. God is not a man that he should lie.
Yes, Amen.
God is God. He don't tell lies.
Amen. Amen.
Man the one you can't put a whole lot of confidence in.
That's Amen.
Right. Amen. A whole lot of time. Man tell you a whole lot of stuff. I see clear now. The more I live, the more I can see clear why we ought to say, if the Lord will.
Amen.
Like the Bible said that.
Amen.
We be talking about what we're going to do. We're going to do this, that, and the other. We're going to do such and such thing. The scripture said we ought to say, if the Lord will.
Amen.
Amen. That's why I think a whole lot of us stay in trouble, because we won't say that.
Amen.
Amen. We're too sophisticated. We won't say, if the Lord will.
Amen.
I done gotten that folk call me about bill money. They be calling me, you going to pay? I say, if the Lord will.
Amen.
I ain't going to try to duck you. If God will, I had the money paid.
Amen.
But if it ain't God will me to have the money, I can't pay you yet.
Amen.
I'll pay you when it's the Lord will.
Amen.
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 Telling my children in the morning, hard as I'm working, amen, running sometimes, getting home late at night, and leaving first thing in the morning before daybreak. Better not be home somewhere cutting the money.
Amen.
Amen. I get home, I get a report you showing out here, I'm going to start swinging.
Oh, preacher.
Amen. I ain't going to be missing neither.
Amen.
Amen. I'm working too hard. I suffer too much.
Amen.
Go through too much and have to suffer too many things. You'd be someone showing out being hard-headed.
Amen.
Amen. It don't take much to sweep no float.
Amen. Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
I tell her how it is. Amen. I tell mine, and I don't know about no, everybody do how they want. But I tell mine, you cut the money now. You Dad ain't got no problem preaching on you like he will anybody else. Amen. It ain't hard to sweep no floor and mop.
Amen.
Oh, preacher.
Talking about, I'll mop before you were born. But you don't never cut grass. Man, I was cutting grass before you got here. I've been cutting grass since I was 9. Amen. My mother said, no, hell, she know I'm telling you. Try to get her lawnmower and push across the street. I was 9 years old. I'd go across the street and cut a lady grass for $5, front and back. I've been working with money. Anybody have to tell me to get up and do nothing.
Amen.
I ain't never been no lady fella. There was a fella who used to live next door to us. She said, and my sister, they know I'm telling the truth. Fella lived right next door to us, had a van years ago, thing old walk, that plain old looking van, it had nothing in it. That man wanted to customize that van and make it look like something. I got out there and helped that man work.
You stay over there late sometimes. You have to call me home. I'd be over there somewhere with a hot glue gun putting carpet up on the side of the wall. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Wasn't getting no money for it. Nobody paying me. I didn't like helping people.
Wonderful.
Never been no lazy fella laying around tomorrow. I can't hardly make it. You can make it if you want to.
Amen.
You can do something if you want to.
Amen.
A lot of time I felt a little short sometimes because I wouldn't listen to nobody much. Kind of hard-headed. Like I see these children now. And I'm going to tell you something, that hard-headed gets you in trouble.
Amen.
Amen.
You go ahead and be hard-headed and rebellious. You're going to suffer that.
Amen.
whole lot of these days, you're going to wish you were living somebody.
Amen.
Amen. A lot of times people try to tell you stuff and you won't listen. You won't see them days again.
Amen.
Somebody try to tell you, leave them little boys alone. Amen. Quit fooling around, all that kind of stuff. You just do it anyhow. That stuff coming up again.
Amen.
It'll be many days. You'll sit back and say to yourself, I said, Dad, it was kind of hard. But man, I'll tell you what, he sure told it right.
Amen.
Amen. I tell anybody, I tell my children, y'all got it good. Because, man, we were coming up, my mama and what, but, hey, man, hardly with no belt. I can't hardly remember getting no women no belt. I don't. God knows I'm telling you. I hardly remember that. Man, you get that extension cord out that wall and work with you, buddy. Yes, sir, Reed. I'm telling you the truth. That won't get that extension cord. She's still in there and look right mild. Where are you going? Amen. That won't even play.
Man.
Pull that extension cord out of that wall, buddy, and by the time them whelps swell up on you by the side of your finger, you sitting in there crying, oh. Better shut up in there.
Amen.
Amen. She'd have a little technique I used to tell my children about a lot of times. I said, man, that lady hit hard. And my mother used to get you and make you stand upside her. And she'd take her hand and look like she swing hard as she could and hit you in the back right here on that shoulder blade. And by the time you go... Man, that one wasn't playing.